yesterday afternoon, Prime Minister Erdogan made a speech vowing to wipe out Twitter, saying he didn't care about the reaction of the international community. He was going to show the world Turkey's strength. Within a few hours, Twitter had been totally blocked in Turkey. As we later found out, it was through an order by a government body, which has recently been granted sweeping new internet censorship powers under a recent law. Really, what's behind this is that for the past several weeks, Turkey's been rocked by a number of very, very damaging alleged phone calls between different senior government figures, including Mr. Erdogan, which have been leaked online and disseminated using Twitter and other social media websites. There are local elections coming up in just a week's time, and there's a big expectation here that further damaging allegations could be revealed between now and then. Everyone seems to think that Erdogan is desperate to prevent these revelations from spreading, and this is what's brought about this action today.
Alexander, can you give us an idea of what the quality of democracy is like in Turkey today? Because these sorts of actions we would more commonly associate with oppressive regimes and dictatorships, right?
This Twitter ban puts Turkey in a pretty unenviable club of countries which have done similar things. Turkey, as recently as 3 years ago, 2 years ago, Turkey was being praised for the democratic progress that it's made under Erdogan. It's a candidate country for EU membership, and actually it has a long history of democracy, albeit democracy with a shadow of authoritarian rule and at periods dictatorship. But really, what's happened over the past 3 years. Is that the government, and particularly Erdogan, has grown increasingly authoritarian. In 2011, he won a very, very commanding general election victory. And really, since that point, he's been able to do as he wishes. What's happened in the last sort of 8 months or so is that there's basically been a popular backlash. First, the popular backlash to his sort of authoritarian tendencies in the form of summer protests, in the form of anti-government protests last summer. And then more recently, the government's main ally and really the only organization in the country which really has the sort of power to stand up to him has turned against him. This is a movement headed by a Pennsylvania-based imam called Fethullah Gulen. And his network is very powerful in Turkey, and they're widely believed to be the ones who are bringing out these damaging leaks. And really, Erdogan's response to these two different threats, the threat from the streets and the threat from the Fethullah Gulen organization, has been to dramatically expand the powers of the state. And this Twitter ban is the latest manifestation of this.